Hey, Cher, I think you're pretty funny.
I think you're pretty funny too, Tara.
Well, that's good because, you know, 30 Years of Nonsense is a great show, and we do it every Thursday from 4 to 5.
We absolutely do, and people can listen in at CFRC 101.9 or CFRC.ca.
Yeah, and we play basically all of our music from the 70s, the 80s, 90s, and current in all different genres.
And we share all of our nonsense and memories. I really hope people listen in.
Me too. See you there.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Do you prefer tea or coffee? Indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see what's brewing. Welcome to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Greatest Hits by Jockstrap. This is Georgia Ellery and Taylor Sky, who are also in Black Country New Road. But I have to say, I kind of like Jockstrap more than BCNR. I don't know why. Something about it is, like, really fun. And then before that, it was Uncle Ace by Blood Orange. I like to say that I knew this song before it was in Challengers, just because, like, I like to be that person. I think that's really awesome when you say that and, like, totally not annoying at all. And then what I have up next is This Is My Jet by Enjoy. It's a new one off, like, a... It's not an EP. It's just, like, a deep cut. So there are songs from 2011 to 2013 that have now been released, which is super cool. And then after that, it's Butterflies by TV Girl featuring George Clanton and Jordana.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Enjoy by Bjork. Before that, it was Butterflies by TV Girl featuring George Clinton and Jordana. This was like a remix album from their album that came out last year. And then all the way back was This Is My Jet by Enjoy. It's like new. It's from a deep cut album releases from songs made in between 2011 and 2013. What I have up next is Doppler by The Help, and then Incredibly Blind by Monster Rally featuring TV Girl and Etc. Super fun stuff. I feel like I don't have a lot to say today. I am insanely tired because I've regressed back to when I was in elementary school and stayed up late reading a book, which doesn't really happen anymore. But I got a book for Christmas because my parents do this thing. It's something you want, something you need, something to wear, something to read. So I got a book. It's The Uncool by Cameron Crowe. I highly recommend reading it. It's autobiographical by... Maybe I should learn to speak. It's an autobiography, but it's a period of his life that he based Almost Famous on. And Almost Famous is one of my favorite movies. And so it's really cool seeing how accurate that movie is to his actual life. And I think that's really fun. So I think I highly recommend reading it. I've gone through I think I'm almost halfway, and I started reading 2 days ago. So definitely check out The Uncool by Cameron Crowe. I'm really enjoying it. Also, he's one of my favorite directors, not to be too cinephile-y, but I think he's great. I really like him. I really like Jerry Maguire as well, Almost Famous. Anyway, up next is The Help, and then also more TV Girl. I hope you guys enjoy. You want to? Thank you.
You want to end them like that?
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of... And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
I waited for the drop.
trust me. Even though I say it doesn't. Back in the city, I'm just another girl in a sweater. Back in the city, everything's different. We're not together. You open the door.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Door by Caroline Polachuk. Before that, it was Incredibly Blind featuring Etc. by Monster Rally and TV Girl. And then before that, it was Doppler by The Help. People have been saying The Help is like the new indie sleaze, which I don't really understand because it doesn't feel... Maybe I'm like too... logical or something, or like putting stuff into a box, which I shouldn't do, but it doesn't feel like the same as original indie sleaze. You know, nothing's gonna beat the original. Like, it's not The Strokes, come on. What I have up next is Country Livin' by Estero, and then Skinty Fia by Fontaines DC. Anything once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Skintifia by Fontaines DC. Before that, it was Country Living by Estero. And then what I have up next, only three left. Crazy. Time flew. Is Object Permanence by Sophia Stell. Drinking in L.A. by Brandman 3000. Recommendation from my dad, like, when I was in high school. And then I ended up putting my friend Emma onto it. So, kind of a trendsetter, not to flex. Kidding. And then the last one I have is Silent War by DJ Susie. I gave a book recommendation earlier. I'm going to do a movie because it's the only thing I've really been talking about to anyone. Is Marty Supreme. I saw it over the break, like when I was home with my family. None of my family members knew what it was about. I was like, okay, like, guys, like, it's kind of on a crazy track for, like, the promotion cycle. Like, everyone was talking about Marty Supreme. I don't know how, like, you guys don't know, like, what's going on. I think it's the best movie that came out in 2025. I think Timothée Chalamet should win an Oscar for it, and I'm not saying that because I'm, like, a fangirl for him. I do think, genuinely, it was a great performance. The soundtrack was fantastic. They had, like, it takes place in the 50s, but then they had, like, 80s music as on the soundtrack. Sick as, like, so cool. Tyler, the Creator's in it. I'm trying to think of what else. But if you haven't seen it, go see it. And then, like, I think I gave it 5 stars on Letterboxd. And I've seen a lot of movies. I saw a lot of movies last year, and I think that the best 2025 release was, in fact, Marty Supreme, and I do think he deserves an Oscar for it. I know he was getting flamed for his Screen Actors speech last year about, like, pursuing greatness, but I respect that, and I think he's gonna do it. Anyway, so you have a book recommendation and a movie recommendation from me. Maybe two. If you're going to read Cameron Crowe, The Uncool, you should also watch Almost Famous if you haven't seen it, because that movie is awesome and changed my life, I think. Anyway, that's pretty much it for me for this week. I'll be back Wednesday, 4 p.m., broadcasting here on CFRC 101.9. Here's Brand Van 3000 Drinking in L.A.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Yeah, we got 3 tickets to the Brand Van concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. You can all in if you want to answer a couple of questions. Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock for. Let's see about that.
Give us a ring ding ding. It's a beautiful day.
This is Liquid, ring a ding a ding, and I want those 3 Brand Van tickets, man. What do you think? Todd,
I'm alive.
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise, a mafioso story with a twist. A total war from Julie, here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
We did nothing, absolutely nothing that day. And I said, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26? I got the fever for the flavor, the pay that will be later, still I'm in a big hit.
Again, flaring out the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and a friend, feeling kinda groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing, absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in L.A. at 26?
With my mind on my money and my money on mine.
Yeah.
think that it's time that I show it all to you. Put both your hands on a fissure, so the feeling attached. And I told you about object permanence, forgetting your face and all that. And you laughed.
For you, but I get lost, I always do.